浦东新区2017年高三英语模拟练习14。
1. Listening Comprehension. Section A. Directions. In Section A, you will hear 10 short conversations between two speakers. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said. The conversations and the questions will be spoken only once.After you hear a conversation and the question about it, read the four possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard. 1. May I get the medicine here? I have a terrible toothache.
Yes, but you will have a 15 minutes wait.
Question. Where does the conversation most probably take place?2. When does the next shuttle bus leave?
You have just missed one shuttle bus by 20 minutes. We have a shuttle bus every 45 minutes, so you have to wait for a while.
Question. How long does the man need to wait for the next bus?
3.Well, tonight we have Professor Brown in the studio to talk about his recent book, Fashion Images. Good evening, Professor.
Good evening, and thank you for inviting me here this evening.
Question. What's the probable relationship between the two speakers?
Four.Can I borrow your chemistry textbook? Mine was lost on the bus.
You've asked the right person. I happen to have an extra copy.
Question. What does the woman mean? Five. I haven't got my scores on the college entrance exam yet. Do you think I should call to make inquiries?
There's no hurry.The test scores are released about 3 weeks after the exam.
Question. What does the woman advise the man to do? 6. There, look, that building, it's on fire. What's going on?
Don't you know? If I were you, I'd get the car out of the way. They're clearing the road.
Question.What do we know about the man?
7. Hi, Michael. I can hardly recognize you. Why are you dressed up today? Are you going to the theater?
No. Actually, I just had an interview at a photo studio this morning.
Question. What do we learn about Michael from this conversation?8. The deadline for the literature and art history is approaching. I have to run to register both of them. Why don't you go with me right now?
But I haven't made a choice which course to take yet.
Question. What are the man and the woman talking about? 9. You know the Jenkins have invested all their money in the stock market.
They may think that's a wise move, but that is the last thing I would do.
Question. What does the man think about the Jenkins investment?
10. The city council has finally voted the funds to build a new high school.
It's about time they did it. I don't know what took them so long. Don't they understand that education is very important for the development of the city?
Question. What's the woman's opinion towards building the school?
7. B. Directions. In Section B,You will hear several longer conversations and short passages, and you'll be asked several questions on each of the conversations and passages. The conversations and passages will be read twice, but the questions will be spoken only once. When you hear a question, read the four possible answers on your paper and decide which one would be the best answer to the question you have heard. Questions 11 through 13 are based on the following passage.
A new study predicts that South Korean women will be the first group in the world to have an average lifespan of more than 90 years. Researchers at Imperial College London and the World Health Organization studied the lifespans of people in 35 industrialized countries. Their findings suggest that by 2030, people will be living longer. It also says the gap between men and women could start to close in most countries. According to the study, the increase in life expectancy was caused by decreases in deaths from infections and long-term diseases in children and adults. The study says gains in life expectancy are a result of economic improvements. These gains have led to improved youth nutrition, increased access to primary and secondary health care, and the development of new medical technologies. The U.S. is behind other developed countries. Americans continue to have one of the lower life expectancies among developed countries. The writers of the study said life expectancy increases were smaller partly because of a lack of universal health care in the United States. The study also said problems such as relatively high death rates in children and high rates of obesity were to blame. In other words, most people are too fat. The study said that with longer life expectancy, there will also be new pressures on health and social services. The number of people needing long-term care in their old age will increase, which will put stress on available facilities giving this care. The study suggests that either more facilities will need to be built or healthcare may need to be provided at home. There will also be additional pressure on pensions and Social Security. These are programs that provide money to people after they retire from work. With people living longer, they will require more pension or Social Security payments than earlier generations. The study suggests that either the retirement age will need to be increased or plans will need to be put in place to transition workers to retirement at a later age.
Now listen again, please.
A new study predicts that South Korean women will be the first group in the world to have an average lifespan of more than 90 years. Researchers at Imperial College London and the World Health Organization studied the lifespans of people in 35 industrialized countries. Their findings suggest that by 2030, people will be living longer. It also says the gap between men and women could start to close in most countries. According to the study, the increase in life expectancy was caused by decreases in deaths from infections and long-term diseases in children and adults. The study says gains in life expectancy are a result of economic improvements. These gains have led to improved youth nutrition, increased access to primary and secondary health care, and the development of new medical technologies. The U.S. is behind other developed countries. Americans continue to have one of the lower life expectancies among developed countries. The writers of the study said life expectancy increases were smaller partly because of a lack of universal health care in the United States. The study also said problems such as relatively high death rates in children and high rates of obesity were to blame. In other words, most people are too fat. The study said that with longer life expectancy, there will also be new pressures on health and social services. The number of people needing long-term care in their old age will increase, which will put stress on available facilities giving this care. The study suggests that either more facilities will need to be built or healthcare may need to be provided at home. There will also be additional pressure on pensions and Social Security. These are programs that provide money to people after they retire from work. With people living longer, they will require more pension or Social Security payments than earlier generations. The study suggests that either the retirement age will need to be increased, or plans will need to be put in place to transition workers to retirement at a later age.
Questions. 11. Which group will probably be the first to live beyond 90 years old?
Which is not a factor leading to a lower life expectancy in the USA?
13. What can be done to deal with the pressures on health services?
14 through 16 are based on the following passage.
Well, goodness, thank you. Let me tell you, it is a pleasure and an honor to be with all of you today. And again, let's take a moment to thank all of those beautiful people sitting behind you all today and standing behind you every day, the folks who brought you into this world, the folks who showed you with their love that you belong here. And of course, most of all, to the Spelman College, congratulations. We are so, so proud of you. You didn't just write a chapter in your own life story. You also became part of the Spelman story, a story that began 130 years ago, about 10 miles down the road from where we are today. Over the past 4 years, you all have been serving your community in every way possible. Tutoring kids, bringing meals to seniors, building homes, and so much more. And in so doing, I can promise you that you won't just enrich their lives, you'll immeasurably enrich your own lives as well. And I can tell you from my own experience just how rewarding it can be. When I got my law degree, so much to the surprise of my family and friend, I left that secure, high-paying job and eventually became the executive director of a nonprofit working to help young people get involved in public service. I was making a lot less money, and my office was a lot smaller. But I woke up every morning with a sense of purpose and possibility. I felt myself becoming inspired. Now, I'm not saying that you have to devote your entire career to public service, though I hope that many of you will. But as you climb those career ladders, just remember to reach down and pull others up behind you. That's what so many folks have done for you all. And now it is your turn to repay the favor.
Now listen again, please.
Well, goodness, thank you. Let me tell you, it is a pleasure and an honor to be with all of you today. And again, let's take a moment to thank all of those beautiful people sitting behind you all today and standing behind you every day, the folks who brought you into this world, the folks who showed you with their love that you belong here. And of course, most of all, to the Spelman College, congratulations. We are so, so proud of you. You didn't just write a chapter in your own life story. You also became part of the Spelman story, a story that began 130 years ago, about 10 miles down the road from where we are today. Over the past 4 years, you all have been serving your community in every way possible, tutoring kids, bringing meals to seniors, building homes, and so much more. And in so doing, I can promise you that you won't just enrich their lives, you'll immeasurably enrich your own lives as well. And I can tell you from my own experience just how rewarding it can be. When I got my law degree, so much to the surprise of my family and friend, I left that secure, high-paying job and eventually became the executive director of a nonprofit working to help young people get involved in public service. I was making a lot less money and my office was a lot smaller. But I woke up every morning with a sense of purpose and possibility. I felt myself becoming inspired. Now, I'm not saying that you have to devote your entire career to public service, though I hope that many of you will. But as you climb those career ladders, just remember to reach down and pull others up behind you. That's what so many folks have done for you all. And now it is your turn to repay the favor.
Questions. 14. Why did the speaker choose to become a member of a nonprofit?
15. Which statement is true according to the passage?
16. What is the speaker most probably doing?
17-20 are based on the following conversation.
Hello, Peggy. I'm phoning to let you know that my college basketball team are very keen to come over to Finland to take part in the Tampere Student Games.
Wow, that's great. We're hoping to make it a really special event this year, as it's the 80th anniversary of Finnish student sport.
Fantastic. We're all looking forward to coming. Let me just check. The games start on May 19th, right?
Oh, that was the temporary plan when you first contacted me, that they'd run from the 19th to the 23rd. But we've cut the program by a day, so now it'll begin on the 20th, still ending on the 23rd. There's going to be an opening ceremony on the first evening.
We don't want to miss that, do we? And how much is the entry fee for the games?
This year it's gone up from 16 to 18 euros a day per person, I'm afraid, but you get a lot for that.
What do you mean?
Well, of course, it covers the competition entrance, but you also get 3 meals a day and even floor space if you want it. We can't manage beds for everyone.
Sounds a bit basic to me. Can you recommend a hotel?
Well, Tampere is quite a big city, so there are a lot of hotels. The homeland would be convenient if you come by train, or maybe you'd prefer the Hermica, as it's offering a reduced rate for participants in the games. It's a very nice hotel.
And where is it exactly?
Well, that's the other good thing from your point of view. It's in the Havanta district of Tampere, near the University of Technology.
And why is that good for us?
Because all the basket matches are taking place near there.
Oh, I see.
Look, why don't I give you the website address, and then you can look up the program and find out anything else you need to know.
Good idea. So, what is it?
Okay, it's www.cellgames.
Brilliant. I'll have a look now. Thanks, Peggy.
See you soon, then. Bye, John.
Now listen again, please. Hello, Peggy. I'm phoning to let you know that my college basketball team are very keen to come over to Finland to take part in the Tampere Student Games.
Wow, that's great. We're hoping to make it a really special event this year, as it's the 80th anniversary of Finnish student sport.
Fantastic. We're all looking forward to coming. Let me just check. The games start on May 19th, right?
Oh, that was the temporary plan when you first contacted me, that they'd run from the 19th to the 23rd. But we've cut the program by a day, so now it'll begin on the 20th, still ending on the 23rd. There's going to be an opening ceremony on the first evening.
We don't want to miss that, do we? And how much is the entry fee for the games?
This year it's gone up from 16 to 18 euros a day per person, I'm afraid, but you get a lot for that.
What do you mean?
Well, of course, it covers the competition entrance, but you also get 3 meals a day and even floor space if you want it. We can't manage beds for everyone.
Sounds a bit basic to me. Can you recommend a hotel?
Well, Tampere is quite a big city, so there are a lot of hotels. The homeland would be convenient if you come by train, or maybe you'd prefer the Hermica, as it's offering a reduced rate for participants in the games. It's a very nice hotel.
And where is it exactly?
Well, that's the other good thing from your point of view. It's in the Havanta district of Tampere, near the University of Technology.
And why is that good for us?
Because all the basket matches are taking place near there.
Oh, I see.
Look, why don't I give you the website address, and then you can look up the program and find out anything else you need to know.
Good idea. So, what is it?
Okay, it's www.cellgames.
Brilliant. I'll have a look now. Thanks, Peggy.
See you soon, then. Bye, John.
Questions. 17. When will the Tampere Student Games start?
Eighteen, which is not included in the entry fee for the games?
19. Which of the following statements is true about the Tampere Student Games?
20. Why does Peggy recommend the Hermica to John?